up, guys? Welcome back to Rice and Beans. Jester and Big O are in the house. Season 7, Episode 1. We've been gone for a minute, but we're back. What's up, Big O?
Hey, not much, man. It's been a good time since I've been here. Had a little blast with you. Haven't seen you in a while. You're still looking great and young.
Thank you.
You're looking voluptuous.
Always.
Yes. And you got nice tits. What can I say?
Always.
Yes.
Give the people what they want.
How have you been?
I've been great, man. Life's been busy. That's why season 7 is taking so long to kick out. But I'm glad to be back. We got a lot of great content for them. And
yes,
it's been a blast having you out here shooting all this stuff in person. Like you guys know, most of the time we're on we're on Zoom, and we do our pop ups there. And come to think about it, we're going to be doing some changes for the pop up stuff. We're going to be switching over to the YouTube platform more often now. So we're still going to be posting on the other social medias, but we're going to switch over to YouTube this season quite a bit more. So you can tune in there and catch a bunch of our bonus episodes. Big O was hard at work doing some bonus episodes for you guys too. So this is going to be an awesome, awesome season.
We got what they say, the social skills.
And speaking of the social skills,
yes,
we kicked around an idea in the off season, and this one I thought was a great one as soon as it came up, and I'm like, oh yeah, we're definitely gonna go down with this one. So since it was your brainchild, I think you should probably introduce this one.
Don't blame me for my good fortunes.
I don't want my name on it if it's shit.
So we're gonna talk about pickup lines throughout the years. I mean, when you think about it, we've been here, I don't know, humans on this earth, thousands of years, not millennia, but thousands at least, right? We've seen the coming, we've seen the going, we've seen the Judas, we've seen fucking Roman times, we've seen, well, not quite dinosaurs, but we've seen mammalians take over the world, and we've seen continents adrift. So let's go ahead and start this off with the caveman. What do you think about this?
Oh, I saw that documentary. What was it called? History of the World? Whacked her over the head, grabbed her by the hair, took her home.
Yeah, and you know why they grabbed her by the hair and took her home, right?
Because then you have to walk all the way around to get the feet.
Well, that too, but if you drag them by the feet, they're filled up with sand by the time you get home.
You get sand in the trap?
Just think about it. I mean, back in the day, all it took was a club to the head, so we think. But, I mean, that was true love back then, right?
I guess.
You say, ugh, and that was true love. Then we go up through the times, modern man started to progress, Neanderthals turned into humans that were stand up. And then we had the Roman times. Yeah, we had the Roman times almost like a blip. So don't even think about the timeline lapse on that one. Right?
Yeah, the Romans did it right.
Yeah, they're right. Caligula, motherfucker.
With bumper stickers on the back of their chariots that said, I eat asp.
Oh, thank you, Mel Brooks. You're such a wonderful man. Yeah, I mean, they were into hedonism, man. Those guys did guys, and girls did guys, and girls did girls, and they all did donkeys, and then they had the bull, the flaming bull thing that we talked about in season 6, right?
Yeah.
Good times, right?
If that era had a theme song, it would be Tupac's I Get Around.
Yes, it would be. And then, you know what? It would also be extremes if you don't like what you see here. Get the funk out.
Followed up by it ain't no fun.
but those were the times back then. It wasn't really pickup. It was like you, me, dick, and puss. Right?
Yeah. Sign language.
And then, you go to the shitter and you have like a dirty stained sponge that everybody used on their asp. And then you got fucking dysentery. Good times.
The Oregon Trail.
That was not the Oregon Trail. The Oregon Trail was number 3 on the fecal matter.
On the Keurig scale.
Keurig scale. Thank you, Katie. In any case, you know, you go up through the times. We'd surpass the Egyptians, but, you know, we'll go back a little bit and go to the Egyptian times. When you look at that, I mean, really all it was instead of talking, you drew a couple sign languages on a wall, and she was yours.
And what is the hieroglyphic symbol for blowjob?
It's a scepter in the mouth, I believe. Or is it a septum, deviated septum in the mouth? It's one or the other. And then afterwards, you all get buried together. Talk about an orgy, right?
That sounds like what's his name's version of the aristocrats.
Now, you gotta understand. Or was it Bob Saget's version?
huge hemorrhaging shit ass. That's the only thing I remember from Bob Saget.
Yes. Either way, it was good times, right? But then, you know, we go back. To the forward portion of time. We get into Knights, Renaissance, and the Tudors. Man, those guys were disgusting motherfuckers, man. I tell you what, they didn't wash their chonch, they didn't shave their bush, and they went in and stuck the fucking sword in the stone.
I don't know, Tudors, because variety is the spice of life.
You know why they called it the Tudors, right?
Because they preferred the back door, but would take whichever door they could.
That's right. Because three doors didn't work on the signage. In any case, they took their shit all the way to the fucking Iranian territory afterwards.
And what did they do with it there?
I don't know, but it was dirty. But, you know, back in those days, it was like throw a flower to the ground, or thou will impregnate thee upon thy visit, hindrance. Some shit like that, right?
The Renaissance.
The Renaissance. The dirty, filthy Renaissance. And to this day, we celebrate that with the Renaissance Fair.
We sure do. I've been. Some of those people, quite funky.
Oh, yeah. They take it to a whole new level when they take shit buckets and throw it on the walkways over at those Renaissance festivals.
Yeah, I mean, fucking scent that lingers.
Oh,
like if the scent that funk had a favorite song, it was definitely by the Cranberries.
Did you have to let it linger?
That's the one.
Okay. Oh. Smell like hot, sweaty ass.
Yeah, it is kind of gross. I mean, I'm glad it's never been me, at least so far as I know. But then, like Sarah Silverman said, you can't smell yourself.
I don't know. I've seen some guys bend over like that, and I've known some females to lick a lot of puss on their own.
That's flexibility.
Well, same difference. You smell your own ass. I mean, either way. Use a paintbrush to swab that thing down. I tell you what.
It's like MTV said a few seasons ago, clean your butthole.
You know, go visit Dr. Feelgood down in downtown Beverly Hills and get that asshole bleached.
I like what Dennis Leary had to say about it. It's, honey, it's not the color of your mustache that we're disinterested in.
It's that hairy bumhole that's brown. Still, if you're a good man, you're going to eat it. Moving on. After the two doors, we get to the three doors of 1700s, which leads into the 1800s, because they're one and the same. Still filthy animals that are starting to soap up a little bit more in the French take, and the, you know, going through and getting all clean and then getting dirty again. But then you get in the 1800s and it's just a filthy mess again. Hot, filthy mess like in the Renaissance Festival. I meant the Renaissance time.
But, same thing.
But in any case, you know, you got to think about the pickup lines. Like, you know, what do you say to the sheep out in the field to make them want to be with you at that time? Daddy.
It doesn't matter. They're not going to tell anybody anyways.
Just feed them some straw and you're in. You're in like Flynn.
It's like that joke about the dog that has no legs. What'd you call him? It doesn't matter. It couldn't come anyways.
I named my dog Stains. Thank you, Red Peters. Look it up. Come Stains, Red Peters. That's a great song. You know, and then we get into the 20th century Fox. People starting to shave a little bit. Armpit hair starting to go away. Leg hair starting to go away.
As it should be.
But that bush, that big, thick Jumanji bush. What the hell happened there? 70s.
I felt like that during the pandemic when I had to walk around with a fucking mask on.
Yeah.
And I have a beard.
Huh?
And the shit was like up the side of a fucking Sears catalog from the 70s.
Did it look like you were wearing a thong on your face?
Yes.
And then you looked down at some of the ladies and they had a thong on their wrong face?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, hey, we look the same.
Twinsies.
I like your mustache.
Then we fast forward. We've progressed a long way in this timeline, haven't we? Yeah. Now we're in the, you know, 22nd century, 21st century. And, yeah, I almost progressed a little too far. Then we would have been Back to the Future, right?
Yeah.
Shit. Oof. 21st century, and now we got linoleum floors, man. And I love linoleum floors. When you get that skin a slapping, baby, it's a happening.
That's the way to go.
Yes. Like a good clap. Suction, if you will. If you were to get a toilet bowl plunger and put it in a toilet, that's what we're talking about.
9 out of 10 porn videos can't be wrong.
No, they can't be. And, you know, turtle wax is making a comeback. Did you know that?
Yeah, as soon as the linoleum floors came back, it was only a matter of time.
You know, wash that shit up. Make that dolphin pop.
You spit on it a little.
Thumb in the butt never hurt. Unless you got a big thumb.
Or unless it's your butt.
Speaking from experience, someone?
Told her Taco Tuesday was not the day.
Oh, man. Talk about bad chili.
It was bad.
And that leads us into the next topic we got for the night. You know, the word platonic. I mean, friend zone and platonicism. Is that a word, platonicism?
It is now.
We'll go with it like Chernobyl went with uranium.
We'll reference the Urban Dictionary, and if it's not in there, we'll fucking cast our vote.
I think we'll just put in the change. Well, platonics, you know, and uronics and, you know, urethrias and whatever you want to say. The friend zone is a real thing, is it not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. And we were, you guys will see in the later parts of the season, we met up with one of our friends, Faces by Rachie, at one of the events that she works. And I think we saw a number of people that not only had visited the friend zone, but decided to put up a 3-fucking-bedroom condo there and just park it for the rest of their life. But I guess we can get into that a little bit later on. We'll put a pin in that and come back to it. I'm sure there was a point there.
I don't think we're putting a pin in this. I think we have a big advertisement on the side of the freeway saying friend zone, you know, apartments for free.
If you lived in the friend zone, you'd be home by now.
Yeah. Those who know what we're talking about have lived it. Those who really understand what we're talking about are in it.
But they don't know they're in it.
But they're in it to win it.
Some of them do, though. They walk around like sad little zombies, fucking clinging to hope and life.
Looking like Droopy from the fucking Hanna-Barbera. Oh, well, whoopsie, she don't love me.
All the while thinking deodorant is too expensive. That was a dirty motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that got you out of that room fast.
Oh, man, yeah, that was funk for days. It was just, oof.
You know that time when you were smoking weed in that car and the windows were all up and it was skunk weed and you had to get out because you couldn't breathe?
Which time?
Well, that was probably that time. I'm just telling you. I mean, have you ever been in the friend zone?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I stayed. Sometimes I got out. It was kind of a mixed bag, you know. Like there was, you know, some friends that I had. I was like, oh, I'm perfectly fine with staying in the friend zone. And there was some of them like, if it happens, it happens. And then, you know, a couple times it kind of just happened on its own, like random. It was cool, but it's not something that like I try to make happen or try to get out of it. I just kind of like every once in a while, you just kind of get fucking a little bit of luck and. Right outside. I'm like, there we go. And then I'm lucky. I'm like, I've not had the experience where it was just like, oh, fuck, I fucking shaved for this. You know, like I fucking put on my A game for this, huh? No, but I didn't have that experience. I heard other people's horror stories about it. You know, things got weird and people didn't know how to act afterwards and all this shit, or the fucking sex was whack. And I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, well, it sucks to be you. I'm like, I don't shit where I eat at, you know, I don't fucking date people at work. I did it once, ended horribly. I got married.
Oh, did you?
That was terrible.
Oh.
The best part of that marriage was the divorce.
I thought she was the other one was the best part of your experience with that.
I'm like kicking around.
I tell you what, I've been in the friend zone more than once as a young kid. I didn't know how to get out of it. I didn't even know how I got into it. It was the weirdest goddamn thing. And then the first lay I had, it was like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. It just wasn't feeling it. I wasn't in the mood. I don't know what the issue was. Maybe it was all that hollow edge mentality. Maybe she just used a wiffle ball bat one too many times. I don't know. Huh. Now that I think about it, who gives a fuck? I'm happy now, I guess.
You know how they have curves?
What does
the gym that gym curves?
Oh, I thought you were talking about like sheep.
No, not the same.
Okay.
the gym curves.
Yeah, yeah. Not gym curves like a name, but the curves gym for working out.
Instead of having curves, they fucking have kegels.
Kegels?
And they just like fucking sit around kegels? Drinking wine and squeezing their badge.
Oh my god!
Can you imagine like fucking advertising for that place? Hello, would you like to be a Kegels ambassador?
Nice. How come this bar has no stool tops?
Bikes with no seats, as far as the eye can see.
Wow, that's they can cool. hold themselves on top of those poles all day long. That's a great business venture right there. I think LA would be the first ones to love that.
I think we should take that out to the street as an opinion poll. Like, it seemed to work for us this time. We thought about it and we're like, well, we have our opinions and, you know, we voice them all the time. And
fuck yeah.
So we thought, okay, maybe we should fucking give some other people a chance to voice their opinion. So we did just that. And we took our fucking show on the road and we asked a few people what they thought about the friend zone. So this first guy, really fucking total trip. We'll just take a look at it and then we'll break back.
All right, guys. Well, like I said, we're going to do some Man on the Street this season, and here it is. So, we're doing an opinion poll. Okay, so the question is, have you ever been to the friend zone, and what did you do to get there, if so?
Yes, but I don't know. What I did to get there was I was straight. My high school girlfriend, I lost my virginity to a lesbian. And, at one point in that relationship, I was in the friend zone, didn't know it. Now I know why. I mean, it took years of personal therapy. But yeah.
Look at it.
I think I'm out now. I think I got out this week. Being here. That's right. Because that's reinvigorated. I'm out now.
Look on the bright side. Now when you tell the story, you're going to say, she didn't want me. It wasn't because of me. It's because she was gay. I was right. All right, man.
Wasn't my fault.
Thank you for talking to us. Check out the rest of the season. All right.
Well, the plus side of that story was he got laid.
Yes, it was. And he probably turned a woman for the best.
I wonder if he was gay before or after the sex.
I have to do some mathematics on that, but I'm sure once pi is carried over, we can figure that one out.
Maybe. Maybe. Huh. We'll get the calculator later.
We'll do the logistics when we're not, you know, so drunk and so high and everything else, right?
Definitely crunch the numbers later. But chances are, I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure she was totally gay before.
We'll Kegel on it later, right?
So but the thing is, I had a similar, I wouldn't say a similar story, but a similar kind of thing happened. I was in high school. I think it was like senior year, probably just after senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And I met this chick through like a group of friends that was like super close, but close enough to smoke weed with. And so I like ended up talking to her and like gave her a ride home. And then I was like, oh, we should go hang out, you know, blah, blah. All right, fine. So we go. Everything was cool, and, you know, like, nothing happened, and then I'm like, a couple more times, she invited me over just to fucking kick it at her house. She's like, oh, nobody's home, come on over. I'm like, Went over a couple times, just nothing happened. I was like, all right. She really did want to just fucking watch Netflix
and chill.
Yeah. I was like, God damn it. And then
we could have done this with your parents here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I shaved for this. And so then, you know, I'm at school like a couple weeks later and they're like, oh, hey, how was your day with that chick? And I'm like, that was all right. It was cool to hang out with. They're like, so anything happened? I'm like, no, no. They're like, you weren't planning on having anything happen, were you? I'm like, I mean, ideally, I mean, it would be nice, but, you know, I'm not going to be like all rapey or anything. And they're like, you do know that chick's gay, right? I'm like, I do now. Everybody's fucking lost their shit. And I'm like, well, fuck. Like, we still hung out, but, like, then when she didn't have weed, I was, like, less, like, interested in hanging out with her.
Was her dick bigger than yours?
I know, we hadn't got to that point yet.
Well, I mean, she could have showed you the strap-on, say, this is what I use on my girlfriend.
She could have, but she didn't.
Oh, that bitch.
Missed opportunity, I suppose.
I guess. I mean, you know, you could just whip it out and I'll just go in the bathroom and take care of it with my other girlfriend. So, yeah, when I was in high school, I mean, I wasn't technically an ugly guy, I don't think. You know, I was kind of handsome.
Did it happen until later?
Yeah, basically, that's when I lost my hair. But, yeah, I mean, I had some interests, and, you know, as a teenage, you know, puppy-sick kid wanting to get attention from girls, you know, you think it's the right thing to do to go get, you know, little trinkets, like a little bear or a little ring, you know, that doesn't cost that much money. You know, and I earned the money to do that. And there's this girl I really liked. I met her at a shop somewhere, and I got her this ring thing. She totally took it, totally closed the door on my face. After I rode to her house, after she told me to go to her house and say, hey, right? And this is back when I was actually fit, so I had spandex on in the 80s. And my ass was tight. Let me tell you something, man. Talk about some Mexican tortas back there.
With the Jerry curl?
No Jerry curl, but a mohawk. I did have a mohawk. So party in the front, or actually no, business front, party in the rear, right? So I get out there and give her the trinkets, and she closes the door in my face, and that was basically it. That was a friend zone. That was a one-time acquaintance, and she didn't want to see me ever again. I asked for the shit back, and she laughed in my face when I saw her another time. And yeah, that was pretty disheartening, but hey, it happens. You live and learn, and you don't stalk after that. At least you try not to.
Right. I think that was this next guy's advice. It was like pretty much don't stay there. Keep on trucking and try to get yourself out. Check it out.
All right, folks, opinion poll time. We're still talking about the friend zone. So the question is, have you ever been to the friend zone? And if so, what did you do to get there?
Man, I think the friend zone is a rite of passage for all guys out there. It happens to everybody. I've definitely been in the friend zone. And, you know, what did I do to get there? By not making the move. You know, you gotta make the move. If you don't make the move, then you're going to end up in the friend zone. And if you get put in the friend zone, you just gotta bounce. You know? Don't stay stuck in the friend zone.
That's good advice.
Like, that's pretty solid advice.
Yeah.
You know, like, I guess, again, if you don't get all rapey, you can try and get out of there if you want to. I mean, most of the time it doesn't happen, but.
Before in public, you just whip it out. Nowadays, it's take a dick pic, right? That's acceptable, is it not?
Only when it's totally unwarranted and out of context. Those, yes! That's when it's the best.
All right. Then I know I'm in.
Unsolicited, unwarranted, unexpected dick pics.
Yeah, next thing you hear is, whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Damn it. Got hit again.
You walk into a kitchen and there's some dude sitting there with a camera crew.
Did you know she was underage? Chris, I had no idea, but now that I do, let's just get this out of the way so I can bone her and go to jail.
I was waiting for the one person to go, I was promised cookies and punch. This is false pretense. I'm not even sure why I'm here now.
I demand cookies. I demand punch.
If you're not here in the next 5 minutes, I'm just going to leave, fellas. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I can't work like this. And then try to give him walk out.
And then Kool-Aid Man comes in. Oh, yeah. Awkward.
Well, the friend zone, I guess, is not all bad for everybody. This next guy, well, fuck, I'll let him tell you.
All right, guys. Jesse here. Man on the street time. So, our opinion poll is, have you ever been in the friend zone? And if so, what did you do to get there?
Yes, I have. Many, many times. When I was originally at Allen Closet, I was in the friend zone with many women, but that's where I preferred to be. When I was out of closet, I was in the friend zone, and to get out of it, you've got to be a little more pushy.
That's right. Push that shit. Make it fit. All right, that's our motto.
Well, wow. Fucking A, I did not see that coming. I mean, what? I guess they call it a beard now, right?
I guess.
But, or was it a fag hag? Oh, no, that's not. That's if they already know. This guy said he was in the closet, so not a fag hag.
No, he's not.
But, no, I guess that's the perfect cover. Hiding in plain sight, right? Like,
I guess.
Looking like you're trying to, holler and them just shooting you down. You're like, oh, the perpetual, like, single guy. Oh, darn my luck.
Listen, bitch, I wasn't into you anyway. Big dick energy for me.
Yeah, pretty much. that guy was all about it.
Oh, he wanted it. I tell you what, you could see it in his eyes.
He was a great sport. That guy was fucking hilarious. And yeah. You'll see that guy in a couple more episodes this season. We asked him. We had to ask him a few more questions. He was entertaining as fuck to talk to.
Yes, definitely.
And so, you know, with the friend zone thing, you know, comes competition. You know, friends outside the friend zone, friends inside the friend zone, and it turns into like. Well, I guess not turns into, but I guess in some way, shape, or form, always ends up reverting back to that war of the sexes.
Oh, yeah. It never ends. It's ongoing, right?
It's like it's not going to end. It's not going to stop, but it's just going to keep changing shape and changing form and hopefully getting more and more fucking entertaining as it does. Because so far, oh, it's been fucking hilarious.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, like, oh, the latest thing was the fucking backlash over the Barbie movie.
Oh, gosh.
Like, it's been all fucking girl power this and pussy power that. And then fucking they're like make fun of a dude in the fucking movie. And then all of a sudden it's, oh, that's wrong. You shouldn't do that and blah, blah, blah. But that's been the agenda for like 2 years. And I'm like, oh, wait, now it's a fucking problem because it was in a fucking movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, it was cool when it's plastered all over your goddamn TikToks. But now that it's in a movie, now it's not okay. I'm like, is that a little backwards? A
little bit. And then you get the whole Lizzo thing, you know. Body positivity. You know what? I don't care if you're fat. I really don't. You know, most people don't. We don't care. But you push your agenda out on us. You know, I'm fat. I'm beautiful. Look at me in this song. No! I don't want to see a big thing of baloney in a thong. You know, cover that up, all right?
Save your 500-pound life yourself.
And then come to find out, well, this is just rumor or just hearsay until, you know, the court dictates otherwise. But people are addressing that she's shaming them for being overweight. I mean, really? All this body positivity and you shame someone for being fat?
Oh, man, how fat did those people have to be to get made fun of by the fat kid?
I don't know, man. Maybe Cartman fat?
That's like you're like, holy shit, the fat kid just called him a lard ass.
I've seen some big people move around in gymnastic moves, and it's amazing every single time. But you know what? I mean, come on. Let's just get over the fat agenda. Let's get over the body positivity thing. Let's get over the he said, she said, the word of the sexist. Because you know what? I can't even open a door for a girl anymore because I'm in fear of my life that, you know, they're going to say, what? I can't open the door for myself. And, oh, my God, you're oppressing me. And male, you know, all this and male all that. It's like, shut the fuck up and just walk out the door, bitch.
I saw those videos and I thought, I'm not an asshole. I didn't laugh when that fat ass fell, but the sidewalk cracked up. No, yeah, it's gotten to the point where it's ridiculous with the fucking, oh, I can open my own fucking door. I'm like, well, excuse me for being polite, you fucking asshole. I'm like, next time you fucking open for me then.
Yeah, I've seen a couple, you know, funny gifts where they throw her back in the door and close the door. Open it yourself then, bitch, and walk away.
Or if I can pull that shit, okay, you're paying for dinner, got it.
Nice. As a man, if a woman opens the door for me, I thank them for it. That's just nice. Being nice to somebody. It's not a war of the sexes, like everybody says it is. Just calm the fuck down, Francis, right?
Yeah, basically. Like, fucking cancer, the cancel culture thing, like, crept up all in it. And now, like, again, for doing shit that used to be known as, what was that fucking thing people used to have back in the day? Oh, yeah, fucking manners.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Been so long, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, people used to be what the old folk used to refer to as polite.
Was that it?
Yeah.
That's a powerful P word.
So, basically, it's become the norm to fucking be an asshole back to somebody for doing anything. Just because you want to, and then cancel culture takes over and they do the rest. It's ridiculous, and it needs to be stopped.
Yes, it does. People losing their jobs for the silliest things, can't come back, and then people that are fucking going out there and raping and doing all sorts of things, they're able to get their jobs back and, you know, progress on with their life. I mean, what kind of world are we living in nowadays? It just fucking structures all jacked up.
You know, it's just,
it is what it is, right?
The amount of people that feel like they can get away with like everything now just because they can hide behind like a cause that's kind of fucking flimsy at best.
Mm-hmm.
I think is the craziest part of everything, right?
Yeah.
So you have this fucking, this cancel culture fucking agenda, and that's already bullshit to begin with. But you get a bunch of people that fucking like use that to further their own agenda so that they don't have to do it in fucking public and like,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the fear of getting fucking shamed or, you know, getting put down by hiding, like this bullshit, hiding behind more bullshit, and like people are slowly starting to figure it out, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to see how much more fucking ridiculous this gets before people actually fucking figure out what the fuck is going on.
Well, you know, when you look at the side poll of everybody that are acting up as woke and all the information they're sharing and all the publicity they get, you start looking at the skewed version or the opposite side of that of normal people, and you see nothing from nobody talking about being normal and getting by doing normal things. You know why? Because we're normal people and we can fucking grow up and move on. We're not the crybabies. We're not whining. We get on with our lives. The ones that are crying, the ones that are wanting people to look at them are the ones that are pushing the agenda. Joe Biden.
I was still stuck on when you said side pole.
Is that like side boob?
I thought about like the turnstile Bangkok joke.
That's a classic. That's Confucius thing. Oh, man.
But yeah, no, I think it's I think it's come to, now it's gotten even more complicated, right? Because now there's more than just two genders.
Hey, there's even pans.
we got into that a couple seasons ago.
Oh, yes.
Check that one out if you don't believe us.
Yikes.
That was funny, though. We got like the Kim Petras thing that came up and the fucking fainting goats with the coconuts.
Yeah, well, you know what? Kim Petras got some nice tits, I'm telling you. That dude is hot.
Dude looked like a lady.
That's right.
Aerosmith called it. Actually, they were talking about their singer.
I mean, he was so white, he needs to go to a Thai beach. I mean, she. Did I say he? I meant she. Sorry.
Kim.
Great music, too. Shh. Breathe.
I just keep thinking about the fucking fainting goat. That's how she should come out, wearing coconuts. And fucking on a fainting goat, and every time she says throat goat, and the thing just fucking flops over.
And that is one of her songs, Throat Goat, people. Please look up Throat Goat.
Hits the ground.
I think it's going to win a diamond album. Diamond.
Well, maybe. Could. There's a lot of fucked up people out there.
Yeah. So tight, if you stuck a lump of coal down there, you'd have 2 weeks, you'd have a diamond.
So, what do you think? Like, how much more on a scale of 1 to, that's it, I'm done. How much more ridiculous do you see this fucking getting before it gets any better?
It's not getting any better because the kids that are actually running things now that are starting to grow up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. He has nothing to do with this, unfortunately. They got participation trophies that they still have in glass cases. They don't understand how to treat people. Hell, I'll give you 80% don't know how to drive a vehicle with a stick shift.
I'm pretty sure a lot more than that.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things I taught my son and my daughters, to drive with stick shift. If you learn how to do that, you could drive anything. Hell, I drove 3 on a tree back when I was in high school. Talk about old school, right? And that was difficult, but I figured it out. These kids can't even fucking change a flat tire. Now they're running the world. Who rules the world? Girls rule the world.
In all fairness, I call AAA too. I can sit there and fucking, while they do it.
I change my tire under 30 minutes like the father from Christmas Story, and I call XXX. I watch porn while I do it. There's a lot of grease.
A little fucking screen on top of the fucking drill.
Whack dang Nabasu kaka! It's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. I don't foresee it getting better anytime soon. And right now, we're more concerned with the world than our own country. And it's just going to, it's not going to tank dive, but I think it's going to come to a head eventually. And the smarter people will prevail eventually.
It's not that I don't care about the country. It's just that I kind of lost interest. So fucking, it got to be like Tiger King season 10.
Was that the one where he was hitting on the meth tooth guy?
Yeah, like fucking Jersey Shore season 20. Like that's basically what the fucking country's come to. I'm like, it was funny at first, but now I'm like, seems like the joke's kind of run its course. But
the difference is you can't shut off the damn TV now.
Yeah, they just keep telling it over and over and over again.
MTV sucks, man. What happened to the music?
That's why I say just tune into Rice and Beans.
Yes, because we got everything you need.
And if you don't believe us, go check out our social media. We got the Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Sounds so fucking weird to say because I'm not 15.
I know. You're not Chinese.
Right, we got but they're probably watching us now.
Oh, very good. Those guys are very funny.
And our YouTube channel, like I said at the beginning of the show, we are going to start migrating platforms for, you know, the video content and then the live stuff. We've had a YouTube channel for a while, so it was slightly disheartening to hear people that have been fans of the show for, you know, a few seasons or more say, you guys, you could really get a YouTube channel.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. Wait, you just said, never mind.
Yeah, I was like, and I was actually getting, I'm like, you mean like a Rice and Beans YouTube channel? He goes, yeah, you guys should totally fucking get a Rice and Beans YouTube channel. I'm all, are you fucking kidding me right now?
This one right here? This one right there?
He's like, oh, when'd you put that up? I'm all,
yesterday.
Like season 3? He's like, what season we are on now? I'm all, 6. Thanks for tuning in, though.
Watched every show. Right, yeah.
And what's cool is sometimes people do randomly hit us up to sit down and talk with us. So if you're interested in sitting down and talking with us, you're a longtime fan of the show, like, we have no problem bringing you into this bullshit. Just remember, you asked for it.
That's right. No holds barred. We don't hold nothing back. We'll talk about it all. You better be up for it, too. You know what? We'll cut you down at the peg leg if we have to.
And you already hear our fucking opinions on BO, so take a shower before you show up.
Please, and wear deodorant. God bless it. Nasty. Brush your teeth.
Nasty 3-day wearing mom.
Disgusting pigs. We love all of you, you filthy animals.
All right, guys. We are going to get up on out of here. Season 1, or season 7, episode 1. We're just getting started. Until next week, take a tote and watch all your words go up in smoke. Peace.